Yeah. You both look pretty good.
So do you want to do resolutions?
Sure. That
Since
sounds good.
You know, New Year's and all.
Mm. Or favorite holiday memories.
Yeah, because I just realized, like, I don't have any resolutions, so I don't know why I said it, but I knew it was viable. Well, since you're suggesting it, I'm going to put it to you to kick it off so that I can take some time to think of something.
Okay. Well, one of the memories that kind of sticks out in my mind right away is just being at Grandma and Grandpa's house for Christmas those many years. And I was thinking about last night how I can remember every single stinking detail from their living room growing up, from the marble coffee table to the to the white Davenport to the gross green colored swiveling recliners and the lamps that kind of look like lanterns that are made of wood and they have a little door that you can open up.
And you can hide stuff in them.
You can hide stuff in there, yep. And they have the organ in one side of the wall and then the miniature grand piano in the corner there. Yeah. And just remembering specifically sitting with aunts and uncles and cousins, taking turns opening presents, having that anticipation, watching everyone else open up their gifts, and really wanting to see what gift you get to open up next. And yeah.
But often our grandpa loved to polish rocks, and he would often yes. give all the grandchildren a certain thing made out of rocks, whether it'd be jewelry or a clock. But we'd always all... the grandchildren would have the same shaped box. And so you would...
You kind of knew.
We'd kind of... Once one of the grandchildren opened it, you kind of knew what you were getting from that
like, mine's going to be a little different.
It's a rock.
But
now they're really treasured items now, you know?
Yeah. I was thinking about... I got one gift from Grandma and Grandpa that... I've definitely got a lot of mileage out of, and I wasn't sure what it was because it was very oddly shaped, but I opened it up. It was the last present I opened that year, and it was Zelda Ocarina of Time for Nintendo 64, and it came with a t-shirt and the soundtrack, and that's why it was so strangely shaped, but it was crazy because I didn't even know that they knew that I wanted that. And I didn't, like, I'm sure they didn't even know what it was. But they gave it to me.
I can't believe they gave that to you.
Yeah. And it's my favorite game of all time. And I just remember, you know, not being able to play it because we were at Grandma and Grandpa's and we weren't going to be home for another week. And just thinking about that, like, you know, sixth grade me going, crap, I'm not going to be able to play this for a week. And then, I listened to the soundtrack and just, you know, anticipation. I think that was one of the things that made actually playing the game such a great thing. But yeah. Yeah. So kind of transitioning, Kia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's great. That brings back a lot of memories. You know, this is not exactly on topic, but I guess it is a great memory. Around holiday time too is that my grandparents had a walk-through closet. Their coat closet connected one side of the house to the other side of the house.
Oh.
And so you could dive into the coats and it made for all sorts of really great hide-and-seek games.
Wow.
Because you could transition to all the way to the other side of the circular house through this one coat closet.
So was it a lot of Lion, Witch in the Wardrobe reenacting?
Yeah. Very Narnia-esque.
Super cool.
Because they had, for the front step, there was a door here, and then on the corner was another door here. And
kitty corner, yeah.
Yeah, this one led into the living room. This one led into their kind of sunroom, TV room.
Right.
And so there was this closet, connecting closet, that was right there. And kids at home have no idea this diagram that I'm creating
well,
with my
kitty
hands.
Kitty corner helps.
Yes, kitty corner does help. But yeah, it was so cool, so much fun.
You'll have to create a blueprint to put up on the website so people can understand.
Schematics.
Yeah. But quickly, here's another great holiday memory. My grandma Erdman had, I always got to sleep under the Christmas tree at Christmas time in her house, and it was so wonderful, and I had a Garfield sleeping bag.
You did?
So I'd put out my Garfield sleeping bag, and I'd sleep underneath the Christmas tree. It was pretty awesome. I love that.
Cool. Zach, what about you?
I don't know if this is a favorite Christmas memory, but I remember last year on Christmas Day, we were spending the entire day cleaning our apartment in anticipation for the arrival of you, Adam, and your parents. And it was just a very, very long, arduous day. But it was a fun day too, I guess. I mean, I don't know. We really didn't stop from like the moment we woke up. It was kind of funny.
Nothing like company coming.
Yeah.
Light a fire.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else. I guess that Christmas when you and I, Kia, got engaged was really special. There was a lot going on. Just with that, and also with your mom getting out of the hospital, and it was yeah,
that was really special.
And I look back on old photos from that time, and it's just nice to remember. I don't know, just the feeling of that, and also to see how much hair I still had on the top of my head. I'm not gonna lie, it makes me happy.
Yes.
Dan.
So I'm going to take your mic check question as literal as possible, since you said favorite holiday memory rather than saying favorite Christmas memory.
Ooh, sure.
Because my favorite holiday memory isn't tied to Christmas. It's actually tied to Easter.
Oh.
Just to go way off in a different direction, where one year my parents had in them to, instead of having the Easter bunny come, it was the Easter spider. And what happened was they had taken 3 full balls of yarn and had just kind of wandered it through the house over, like, intertwining with each other's paths, with one end being a screwdriver that we could wrap all the yarn around, and then the other end was our basket.
Oh, cool.
And so it was so long to the point where you couldn't really predict where it was. So even like if you like kind of scouted it out, it's like it'd go into a room like 7 times and then come back out. So it's like, I don't know if it's in there or not.
Wow.
And so like we had to start at the top of the stairs on where our bedrooms were, and you'd go down to the main floor, and then sometimes you'd wander down to the basement and then back up again, down again and up again. You'd like have to go over and under and over and under, and you'd like collide with people. And it was also the Easter where I got pogs, so that was not a bad holiday. That was it was just some fun ingenuity and a way to spice things up that we did not expect at all.
How many siblings did you have?
I have 2 sisters.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
Was there a path for each of you?
Yes, we each had a different yarn color.
Wow.
Okay.
That's so cool.
It was crazy.
That's a great idea.
I was imagining, like, you know, like 5 to 7 people. And oh, just like that would tons
be terrifying.
Awesome.
I never asked if it was a team effort where both of them did it, or if one person was just really hell-bent on doing it and the other person just sat there and watched. Because for 3 people, if 2 people are doing it, then it wouldn't be as bad.
Right.
That's great.
It's like, I'll just put things in the basket.
I love that. I might have to borrow that for future children days.
Ultra future.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I had.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
Everything sounding good?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Phones, turn off your ringers if they're not already. Hey, look, I just got a text. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question, I haven't decided yet how we're going to do this. We might do a 2-week or a 2-episode week just to